Let's go next to West Africa, where some diplomats see opportunity after a violent attack. Guinea is rich in natural resources, but has many people who are poor. It has a stunningly young population, with a short life expectancy and a median age of 18. Guinea also has a military ruler, and last week that ruler was shot in the head. He's in a hospital now and outside the country in Morocco. Now the U.S. and other countries say it's time for Guinea's military government to step aside. NPR's Ophébia Quist-Arkton reports.
Commandos loyal to Captain Moussa Dadis Camara have intensified their manhunt for the fugitive former head of the Presidential Guard. He's reported to have shot the junta leader at point-blank range on Thursday, hitting him in the head. Camara, who seized power in a coup a year ago, was airlifted to Morocco. His foreign minister, Alexandre Sisseloi, confirmed cranial surgery and said the captain was out of danger. The minister told Radio France International that Camara was conscious and recognized those around him, but was not yet able to speak. There's intense speculation in Guinea and around the region about whether the self-proclaimed president will head home or opt for exile. The commission president of the West African trade bloc, Mohamed Ibn Chambas, said Guinea can't hold on for his return from Morocco.
Our wish is that he's kept there and given proper treatment. But obviously, in my view, the country shouldn't wait to put in place a new transitional arrangement which accepts civilian control over the military and which accepts that the role of the military is to stay out of Democratic Party political activity.
Addressing journalists in London, Chambas said Guinea's ruling junta must be ostracized globally to make way for civilian rule, adding, "We must make life uncomfortable for them." This latest crisis comes 2 months after Camara's presidential guard allegedly massacred scores of pro-democracy demonstrators and publicly raped women. The UN is investigating. Ophébia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
We hear Ophébia's West African reports on Morning Edition from NPR News.